This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. We wonder if North Carolina's U.S. Senator Tom Tillis harbors even a sliver of regret about recent criticisms of National Guard deployment to Washington, D.C. The lame duck, he's not running for re-election next year, consented to a CBS News interview during which he paid lip service to crime gripping the nation's capital. Tillis then repugnantly criticized the Trump administration's takeover of Washington's policing as overreach. Tillis expressed little compassion for the plight of D.C. citizens who live with carjackings, robbery, and violent crime, including homicide. He sarcastically suggested updating the Guard's recruitment video so it informs candidates that you may get deployed to the Middle East or you may get deployed to the middle of America. So what has happened in D.C. since tentative Tom's rant? In a city logging 1,252 murders between 2018 and 2024, zero murders happened on 12 consecutive days. Overall, violent crime went down by 22%. There were 83% fewer carjackings and 46% fewer robberies. Tillis scoffs that this is micromanaging. I'd bet 700,000 plus D.C. residents call it something else, liberating. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off at Tillis again.